Repentance, an important element of the gospel. After John was imprisoned, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Mark chapter 1 verses 14 to 15. Woe unto you, Chorazin! Woe unto you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works, which were done in you, had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Matthew chapter 11 verse 21. Repentance turns away the righteous judgment of the Father. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and, behold, a greater than Jonas is here. Matthew chapter 12 verse 41. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and you believed him not, but the publicans and the harlots believed him, and you, when you had seen it, repented not afterwards, that you might believe him. Matthew chapter 21 verse 32. All have sinned, all need repentance. When Jesus heard it, he said unto them, "They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Mark chapter 2 verse 17. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that city. So they went out and preached that people should repent. And they cast out many demons, and anointed with oil many who were sick, and healed them. Mark 6, 11-13. The fathers not willing for anyone to perish at that season, some were present that told Jesus of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus said unto them, "Do you suppose that those Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, number. But, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." Or those 18, upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, number. But, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Luke chapter 13, 1-5. This is really important. You have to know this. Repentance is not merely a religious word. It's the very doorway into the kingdom of God. It was the first command Jesus gave after announcing the good news: repent and believe in the gospel, Mark chapter 1 verse 15. Without repentance, there is no entry, no forgiveness, and no transformation. Even among believers, repentance is to be ongoing. It opens the way for forgiveness, restoration, and deeper fellowship, both with God and with one another. Luke chapter 17 verses 3-4. So today, heed the words of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. This is the good news. Hear and receive this today. For Jesus came not to condemn, but to call sinners to repentance, that they might live. His righteous judgment is real, but so is his mercy. And the door remains open to all who will turn and enter. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother trespasses against you, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he trespass against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to you saying, "I repent," you shall forgive him. Luke chapter 17 verses 3-4.